Welcome back to another episode of TSP. This is episode 153, and what a great episode it is this week. I personally had some family fall fun, and at a pumpkin patch, I go over a tasty treat called the Cider Explosion. And when it's fall, the temperature drops, so you know what that means? Chili season. And our buddy Joe is going to be giving us the ins and outs of his recipe coming up for this chili competition he's entered in. You won't want to miss it. Joe also goes over his homemade buffalo Nito boneless wings. For the first time ever on TSP, we take a phone call from friend of show Kyle Brown. NASA has big plans for the moon in 2040. Drake and Joe Budden going right at it. And as always, I give you my D-Lo Monday Night Football lock. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. It definitely helps us out to grow and grow and bend more ears. Have a wonderful day and enjoy the episode.
Yes, sir. Talking Shop is not the name of the show anymore. It's TSP, episode 153. I'm your host, Bobby Hall, and with me, as always, my co-host, Dylan Lasevich and Joe the Greek.
Going on, fellas.
So we're recording on a Sunday morning, so the bearings are not all quite there yet.
So I'm getting my coffee.
So hell of an intro by your boy here, but we're rocking.
High energy.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. Isn't it still Talking Shop? We just call ourselves by the acronym now?
I guess technically, yeah.
Technically speaking. That's what we're doing. We're talking shop.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Cameo.
The bag.
Let's see right away.
Just appeared from the green sky.
Very interested in what's going on right now. Usually she's not here. She's sleeping. So Sunday morning's a different one for us.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Just make it basic.
D-Lo, how are you doing? How are we feeling? How are we living?
A little better than last week as far as an energy level, which would be contrary since we are recording on a morning now, not at night, but got my coffee in me. You know, third's kind of hit. The weekend sleep schedule is a little up in the air, man. It's a roller coaster ride of sleep schedule. You don't know when you're going to take naps, if you take naps, and so on and so forth, but if you have something to do like we did yesterday, and I was about to say last weekend, but yesterday, we went to a fall farm, pumpkin patch type deal, some cider, phenomenal. I wish I took pictures now that I'm thinking about it, but I'm sure I could pull something up later in the episode here.
Shit, we went yesterday too, man.
It was a great time. I spent a lot of money. Didn't get any apples. I saw some Honey Crisps there. They had like about $12 a bag.
Or was this a pumpkin patch?
I mean, it was kind of both. It was a pumpkin patch. There were some apples.
They definitely go hand in hand.
What'd you spend your money on then?
Oh, I got 3 bags of kettle corn. I got a dozen donuts that were freshly baked out of a truck. And then,
you know, cider donuts?
I don't know why that sounds funny when you said that, man.
But they have like 4 different flavors. So I got the quadruple pick of 12 pack. So you have like 4 flavors. 3 of each kind, and they had the cider cream drinks for the kids. Got those. It's basically vanilla ice cream on the bottom, and they fill it up with like cider slushy. And then you have a cider explosion, which is pretty much the same thing. They have vanilla ice cream, cider slushy, top it off with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and they put a cider donut on the side.
Every time I have cider, I have an explosion too.
It was really good. It's at Crosswind Farms. Usually in one Sydney, Ohio.
Insider.
Come on, baby.
It's Sunday, yeah. But I still talk dirty.
We're churching up, boy.
Try that in a small town.
I was gonna say it. I'll let you have it.
Thank you. Thank you. Definitely like apple orchards and pumpkin patches this weekend will definitely be, I think, a little bit more busier than they already are, just because, you know, I mean, you're decked out still on a Sunday, but the brownies are on an off week, so this would be the time to do it. The guys that are smart line it up for this weekend, you know, win-win.
It's cold as hell around here.
Yeah, I mean,
windy.
I was running my AC all week, Friday into Friday, and then boom, man. Friday night started getting nuts, man. Wind gusts were pretty wild, and then yeah, yesterday and today, I mean, we're talking, I think, highs of low 50s.
It feels much colder.
It's definitely that time. That's why you see the hat behind me. It's time for chili. And your boy, because I had a wedding to go to yesterday. Shout out to Janie and Tanner. I had a great time celebrating them out in Sandusky. They actually had their wedding outside, so it sucks because the day before was like perfect. And yesterday, it wasn't awful.
Gray.
It was pretty windy because it was like right there on the water. So right,
it was probably extra cold too.
It was at a yacht club, which is pretty cool. I mean, some of the shit I seen, man. I think I seen a yacht that had to have been millions of dollars. It was sick. But it was fun. But so since I was gonna be busy all day Friday evening, I made chili, put in the crock pot for today. So that's been sitting in the fridge for a good day and a half, and it's gonna be solid, man, because that's when chili is at its peak.
You want to talk about some chili right now?
Well, let's talk about it.
Let's go, man. It's time. You see the hat?
Yeah. So my brother-in-law's got his little chili cook-off, right? He must have it at his house, home do taste test. I kind of forgot about it, but I'm going to win. On the way over there here today, I'm stopping at Wendy's. I have an empty crock pot. I'm dumping that shit in there. And to disguise it a little bit, I'm going to take a little bit of garlic salt, sprinkle a little bit on there, stir it up. No one's going to know.
No shot.
I'll tell you when I get first. Maybe second. Dude,
I hope so.
I should just throw some extra in there, too. I don't know. I don't know if I need a doctor.
If you do, then we'll have to alert Wendy's. I'm sure they'd be happy to know.
Championship blend right here.
Yeah.
Straight up. A small town, goddamn it.
Award winning.
Chili cook-off. I'm excited, man, because they're not going to know. They might. You're like, no, man, this is very similar. I just be like, well, I got it off, I don't know. What's some sort of fucking food recipe copycat website?
It'd be a hilarious fucking TikTok. Making chili for a chili cook-off. Step one, pour.
I did it in the back of my car. I'll pop the hatch.
Pour.
Yeah. Go through the drive thru.
Yeah, step one. Go through the drive thru.
Hell yeah. I'm gonna do that shit.
I did find those images of what I was looking at there for you. Share this.
Is your brother Nick's not competing, is he?
No. This is on my wife's side of the family.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say, yeah. I'm sure he'd have
it was my brother, smoke. He'd have something crazy in there. Oh yeah!
Damn. Yeah, that looks. Those all look great.
Oh yeah, that bottom left one there is that. That's the for the kids. It's a vanilla ice cream on the bottom there with the cider slushy. Top left is the one with the cider explosion. Same thing, same concept. Mm-hmm. But it does have the donut, whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and what you probably don't see. I can't zoom in on it. Well, maybe I can actually.
I'm going top right myself.
There we go. So right there, if you could see.
That looks crazy.
Is that on the outside?
That's on the outside. They rimmed the cup with like caramel, with cinnamon.
Okay, Megan's sugar. Hype. She's all hype about it.
It was fucking nice.
Yeah, I see that comment. I see what you're talking about now. Like, who the fuck is Megan?
Shout out
to Megan. Pumped about that drink.
I think both of you guys probably have been to flights, right?
Yeah.
We usually try to go there. I don't know if we'll get there today. We'll see. Tori is home. But I feel like I said, today's probably going to be fucking overkill as far as it being busy.
Yeah, I've gone to two pumpkin patches already. One for work and one for my kid's school. But we went to Gus Brothers. You ever heard of that
field
one?
Trip? Back up here.
Yeah, yes. I mean, what? Her daycare.
I'm talking about, you said for work.
Oh, yeah. Dude, our terminal manager, he's a pimp, dude. He does all sorts of wild shit. So he took us to flights, whatever, paid for, I think you got like $10 or $20 in pumpkins, $25 in food, all the events, you know, like, there's like three or four things there. There's like a corn maze.
Like a family thing.
Yeah. 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 So he, gave, what's up. Yeah, dude. And that dude, he's always doing crazy shit though. He bought a Blackstone. He'll cook breakfast for everybody on that thing. But the tip top bad boy thing he did was bought a fucking roller grill. I'm talking commercial grade roller grill.
Oh, like 7-Eleven type shit.
Yes. And there's all the time. There's hot dogs. And you know, he's a large boy. He's a big boy. I'll go in his office and we don't talk about work when we're in there. We close the door and we start hunting on websites to find taquitos for wholesale because they're expensive. You know what I mean? There's like a 40, I think it was like a 30 pack was like $40. It makes no sense because you can buy them for cheaper at the gas station. Done. So we're trying to, you know, if anybody knows, because we got the hookup, we need to know because they got all sorts of flavors.
Yeah,
I need a taquito plug or what? The tornadoes or tornadoes, depending on what part of the country you're from.
Yeah, D-Lo, I mean the goat leaves and then shit just changes.
I'd say different management. That's different management right there.
Sorts of shit there now.
All shuffled around from what I've heard, but it's good to know that there's still good management out there.
He takes care of us, man. I'm waiting for the cheese fountain. That's what I want.
My work, the last, because we did, like, we have this 100 days of safety thing, and the last 2 weeks they've catered our lunch, last two Wednesdays. The first Wednesday was Arturo's Pizza, which is okay. But it was just cheese and pepperoni. That's it.
You gotta hit that blanket,
Eight-year-old's birthday party, or is this like grown men? Where grown men work? I don't know. And then week two, this past week, they catered Chipotle. I'm not a big Chipotle guy. I think it's overrated, but it's free. They had all the fixings, but they didn't have any of the hot sauces. They had the corn salsa, which I do like, but they didn't have the hot sauce, and they didn't have sour cream, dude. I'm a sour cream guy. Especially with, you know, a Chipotle bowl. So the only thing they had, which I do enjoy, they have like this vinaigrette. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of what I put on there to at least have some sort of moisture.
That dry ass meat.
Yeah.
You do Greek yogurt though as a substitute?
Well, I didn't have Greek yogurt on hand at work.
I guess if they don't have one, they don't have the yogurt.
But and I do like I'll mix because I got off TikTok. Like you mix in a ranch packet in your Greek yogurt and it's comparable to, you know, regular ranch. I mean, it's not the same as like full fat fucking ranch, but if you're trying to shave some calories and, you know, up the protein, that's a good move, man. Take a,
you didn't have your full condiment fridge with you at work. Come on, man.
Yeah. What the hell?
You didn't bring your second lunch bag full of just mustard and ketchup and shit.
Oh, but speaking of moisture, Dylan, A decent amount of people actually took your side as far as being minimal broth, no broth. Full broth boys like myself, but I've come to find out that seems to be more than I thought. Like
a lot of people can be wrong together, and that's what they are. No broth boys. Wrong.
I'm just saying it's not, you don't want it dry. You don't want dry noodles, okay? If you can't mix your seasoning pack, and I only go half seasoning now that I noticed how much fucking sodium is in those things. Just enough broth to keep the noodles wet throughout your course of eating it. Like, you don't want dry fucking noodles. If you have to drink water while eating your ramen, then it's probably too dry. You catch my drift? Like, I'm not drowning them in water because, like, the recommendation here is that you want enough water to cover the noodles so it can cook. I mean, I'm not drinking a bunch of broth unless I'm sick. So if I'm fine, then
say these guys out here,
you might be sick for not using the broth.
My fucking no broth chicken noodle soup is fire.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah. More substance.
You mean noodles
baby.
On a plate? That's what that sounds like.
Yeah. No, that soup sounds like there's more substance than liquid. And like liquid ain't filling me up. Okay. And I'm wanting the noodles in there. I want the meat if we're talking about chicken noodle soup. But for my ramen, I just feel like it also makes the flavor pop more too. So.
Well, speaking of, I mean, you sent us a picture like last Sunday. You picked up 3 new packs.
I did.
What do we do? What do we try?
I'm about to go make some. Like, I have to go make some right now. So,
do it live.
Couch. Yeah, I could do a live ASMR review of my fucking slightly wet noodles.
They have the noodles.
But you wouldn't hear anything. There wouldn't be any slurping or anything. You'd just be eating.
Oh yes, sir. I'll make you happy.
So that people know though. You're gonna be starting to try these ramens. Mm-hmm. Which three are you trying going forward?
So the first three that we selected, trying to go a little different. We got the shrimp flavor. Okay.
Probably the worst one, honestly.
Is it really? That's
it's not good. To me at least.
So yeah, we had shrimp. We had the I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's like piccata chicken.
Picante.
Picante chicken. Yeah.
Not to put one on the board, boys.
I thought it was piccata. Whatever.
You know, pecan flavor? I don't know.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
Kinu, baby. Shout out.
What else is there? What was the other one?
Soy sauce.
Was it? Yeah, it was soy sauce. Because you said that you mix it with your chicken sometimes. It's pretty good. But soy sauce, I like soy sauce with my rice. Soy sauce with noodles shouldn't be any much different. So I want to try that one as well.
I wonder what the flavor packet is. Is it actually just soy sauce in the packet? You know what I mean? Because all this shit's normally powder, you know what I mean?
It's a powder.
Like all dehydrated salt. Soy sauce. It's just salt.
Straight salt.
Yeah, black colored salt.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can do some ASMR. I haven't had breakfast yet. I had donut or two.
Yeah, and, you eat anything for breakfast, so why not ramen?
Cheeseburgers.
5 a.m.
microwave bagels.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can do that. I can go whip some up, or I can. Nah, she won't do that for me. She doesn't love me that much, but see if the wife can make
you're
it.
You're thinking
for
about
me.
Being
how
nice.
She, how does she like her noodles?
I think she likes the more broth than I do.
Let's go. Every week, I like Jen more and more each week.
She seems very cool, actually.
Yeah.
Likes video games, knows how to eat ramen correctly.
Yeah, she's a cool cat. I'm a lucky one.
How do you trick her?
Would
that's what I want to know.
The same?
I don't think she likes to blow my head up too much than it already is, but, you know, I think she's pretty lucky.
Incredible.
Fuck, yeah.
Did you see any of the flavors at the store you thought about getting? You just didn't grab?
Those were the only ones that I saw that were like different. Outside, you know, I know you guys said that just not the square packets, but they have a bunch of other shit too. That
yeah. Really,
look, I wanted to knock out all the flavors they had for the square packets, then move on to the bowl series.
There's like a chili one too. That's not like
I tried it.
Chili pepper.
That's when he said it was very spicy.
I know. So that one mixed with another one, like a chicken or a beef, could tone it down.
Mixing ramen together? What's going on here?
Yeah.
What do you think these are? Kool-Aid packets?
Better.
Pick your two favorite colors.
I've never mixed Kool-Aid packets. I've never done that.
Really?
But yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, why not, dude?
Well, Dylan's from a small town, though. So.
But we did in the trailer park, man. We made our own concoction of Kool-Aid and sold it. Sold it for 25 cents a cup at the end of your driveway at the on a TV tray. Young entrepreneur Dylan.
Through the
were they gold or were they, a cup, man. Were they like was, hot, were they warm?
No, I put ice in there and a nice gallon pitcher. And we didn't live on a busy street, so business wasn't booming, but you know, I tried.
So you probably lost money.
It sounds like it
probably
already.
Probably lost more I didn't my money.
We're in the investors. Red.
I had investors that I bought my supplies from.
You bought your supplies? You mean your family?
Profits with?
Thanks, Mom. So, Yeah, I mean, I always tried to do some kind of shit, especially during garage sale season. During like that's, I think it's like spring time. Everyone's fucking having garage sales, so sell a couple video games I don't play anymore. You know,
was
GameStop them or anything like that?
Was the garage sale yard sale shit like in the trailer park pretty popping? Or
oh yeah,
so you know, I was just thinking because you know it's a lot of people there. Like I don't know, I don't really like. I don't maybe garage sales.
Traded shit I don't know. To each other.
Yeah, it's like an old village where you just like trade shit.
Barter.
This for this.
You want this bearskin rug for your coffee table?
Absolutely.
I want that rug,
here's some
baby.
Salt. Here's some salt. It's like fucking gold. Go that far back.
What the fuck? Here you go, Julian. Because
we didn't get to talk to Young Schmies because we called him, I think it was like after 11 o'clock when we tried to give him a ring last week. So I reached out to him and asked him about the whereabouts of the D'Lo signed football poster. He said, it's hanging in my basement staircase. He's just waiting to finish his basement, and it's going to be the premier piece in his bar once it's done. So it is hung up still, but it's in the hallway as of right now, but it will be right there in his bar.
I would love to see like specific lights on it, you know, like shine up. Add attention, because that's a conversation piece.
Like track lighting.
The goal would be we need to get you to Connecticut and take a picture with it, you know? And that would just be, and then we'll print that off, you sign it, and then we'll just keep doing that every year. One of those pictures.
Resigning it.
Just keeps going.
Yeah.
Like an infinity mirror type thing. Just.
Yep. Nonstop. Dig it. So it's still there, still, you know, proudly hung up, man. So that's good to hear.
That is definitely good to hear. I was getting concerned. He did reach out to me and apologize for missing the call the next morning. I was like, yeah, I mean, it was like, what, 11:30? So
it was late.
Yeah. I was like, I apologize for calling. Got peer pressured.
Yeah.
I think that's the best part of it. Do it, pussy. Call him.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that was the internet thing that you've been talking up.
It was.
So it's, I mean.
Highlight of my life.
I think we should do it today. Who should we call
him up?
Not Schmies. I think he's probably working.
Just call someone random? What are they doing? Is this a new segment, cold call?
Who are we going to call? You?
Let's call a local business, man. I mean,
yeah, fucking.
Hello, Lucky Junction. We saw your burger on the news. Don't do that. Fucking call somebody.
So when you call, they'll be able to hear us and shit.
They should be able to hear you just as much as I hear you. So, but I mean, it would have to be someone like, I don't know, it'd be Plant, because it's hearing rings on in a voicemail.
Yeah.
And then they don't know that they're being recorded. So,
I think like, it's right illegal in some
states. They went out the gate, just like we did before. We would just do the same shit. We'd have it to the fucking mic. There's no difference.
That's true. That's true. I mean, do you have anyone in mind?
Call Tori. Yeah,
here, I'll send you the contact right now.
I'm excited. Watch it, some sort of like a registry for offenders. Something fucked up he's gonna send you.
They probably won't answer.
Yeah, it's gonna be Brian Peppers.
Dude, I forgot the guy existed. God. The one with that picture was nuts.
Yeah, no shit. Scary. I thought it was it's real.
This one.
I thought it was fake. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, once he answers, I can take it from here as long as he'll be able to hear me.
Find out.
Your call has been forwarded from the get-go. The fuck is this calling me? I'm a scrub, dude. I've got my phone set up to not answer anybody's shit unless you're in my contacts. Leave a voicemail.
I definitely have silence unknown callers for sure. Because for a while, I don't know. I was getting.
Mine doesn't even tell me. I just see, I missed a call. Fuck them. Talk to them later. Because it's like a lot of doctor's appointments. Shit, I don't really care about. They're going to leave me a message anyways, you know?
Yeah.
So, whatever. Just a reminder call anyways from a robot. Let the two robots talk. Let them get AI sentient or whatever.
Well, while we're waiting for Dylan to figure this out, where would you tier in with Italian food? Where would you tier spaghetti? Because a show that I listened to on one of my Barstool shows, they were just absolutely disrespecting spaghetti, and it really
that's and lasagna. It sounds like they're rich or something. Like spaghetti was like a weekly ordeal.
I brought this up already, but yeah, I mean, they were calling it like D-tier shit.
Dude, it's not S, but it could be A, depending on who made it. You know what I mean? Like we eat spaghetti. I don't want to say weekly, maybe bi-weekly, but you know, I make some meatballs, make the rest of shit, throw some G bread in the oven. It's easy. You're gonna have leftovers because I've never met anybody who made the exact right amount of noodles.
Oh no, Tori! You know,
is it even possible?
She always makes an absolute shit ton, and I'm like,
yeah,
what? And it's just, I don't know, it's just how it is.
Yeah, I've taken
when you pull the fucking spaghetti noodles out of the box. It looks like you didn't pull that much out, and then all of a sudden, fucking 10 minutes later, you
boil them shit, fucking
13 pounds of spaghetti noodles. God damn! How does that
happen? What the fuck happened? Yeah, I'll take I don't know. I try to gauge it, and let's say like an inch diameter of noodles, for three people, and it turns into 75 servings. I don't understand that. Yeah, I've never not had leftover spaghetti. Even people, going back, hitting seconds, fucking thirds. There's always more. I don't know if it's multiplying.
Italian or like spaghetti is one of those foods, just like chili. Like it's better the next day.
Yeah, like pizza. I don't know if that's actually Italian. I feel like it was
stolen. It depends on who you ask. No, go there, Dylan, or are you having troubles?
The thing is, it's like I don't hear a ring. So I'm not sure if like it's being picked up.
He's just getting these calls from left and right,
back to back to back. What the fuck, man? Are you calling
church or something, man?
Maybe we'll do it next time. We'll give him a warning.
Well, here's the thing. How about just like a quick test run here. I can make sure that it's not my phone. It's just
don't call us because it's gonna sound fucking weird.
Hello.
Audio quick. Okay.
What are you calling?
I'm calling you, Joe.
Mute your mic on here, then.
Yeah, I muted the mic already.
Shouldn't we hear it?
Uh-oh. I don't hear it. That's the thing.
Yeah, there's nothing. He's saying all kinds of racist stuff.
This fucking prick hung up on me. Oh. I do a noon and later racist things. I try to do that. You know what I mean? Kind of like it's almost like drinking rules.
Yeah.
Who's he talking to?
I don't know.
Dead air, Dylan. Come on.
Oh. All right, so maybe that isn't something we can do this year. We're inching closer, though, ladies and gentlemen. We are inching closer.
2024 goals, baby.
Yeah.
Oh God.
See, this is why you wanna watch on the YouTube because the podcast audio probably sucks right now. But we're trying to figure some stuff out, and we're watching Ellen just feverishly
struggle
to figure out what the fuck's going on.
Yeah,
decked out head to toe in Cleveland gear.
Fucking
all I can think brown. Of is chili MLT. And I got a $50 gift card to Walmart. So I got me a little 3-pack of some Thick Daddy New York strips.
Oh, I thought you were going to get just eggs and bread and milk. There's your $50 gone.
Out of my pocket. But no,
$50.
It was like $30. So it wasn't terrible for that pack. Yeah. And then I got, That Cooking with Daryl guy, he posted a video like I don't know a while back about the way he makes Brussels sprouts, which are really good.
Yeah.
So
did he do that one on the flat top? I can't remember.
No, he crust them. He did it in that fucking cool ass pizza oven he's got.
Right?
500 degrees. But it basically it was just you chop them in half, you'll cook your Well, you cook your bacon first, chop them all in half, put that shit in the bacon grease, cook it for a minute, pop them out. Then you'll put red onion in there, pop that in, and then pull it out. And then on the third try, you'll do goat cheese and then the bacon bits. But go ahead, Dylan. What's
he's ready?
Yeah, we got a live call now. We got Kyle in the studio on via phone call.
Kyle,
how's it going, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, man. I probably should have shot you a text, but we wanted to make you the test rat, especially because you know we had brought you up last. Well, I brought you up last week during my wrestling promo, so we just wanted to have you give the people your thoughts on it, and we'll give you a little sneak peek. Joe is participating in a chili cook-off today, but he forgot about it, so he's gonna go get a shitload of Wendy's chili and put it in a crock pot. So we're gonna see if he can win.
Hell yeah,
Wendy's chili.
Does anybody else serve chili like fast food wise? Bob Evans or something? I don't know. Wendy's
chili. Well, it's like hot. You could probably get like, but it's hot dog chili, like fucking Rudy's and shit. So that wouldn't be.
No.
Wouldn't be great. This is great. I can't believe we're finally able to make a phone call. So I don't want to take up too much of your time, but yeah, I mean, you got called out. And
yeah, I'm waiting. I just made it this morning.
Ayo.
Did you? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I got mine. I got mine in the crock pot eating up from Friday. I'm excited. And
is that normal? Do you guys like letting yours wait, like chill it out and then put it back in? Is that like your go-to thing?
Yeah.
I've heard it. I'm just wondering. Obviously, I'm not making chili. I'm purchasing it.
Kyle, fucked up. I do got to ask, ever since you tied for first, have you made any changes to your chili? You don't have to say what, but I'm just curious if you have to try to maybe put it over the top.
Yeah, I have.
Is it going to be enough? Is it going to be enough to get the other half of the ribbon?
I don't know. We'll see.
Be honest, man. Has that ever kept you up at night?
No. I sleep pretty well.
I know what he put in there. He's cheating. He used MSG.
Do people remember the whole entire story of why it tied?
I mean, it was a little while. I didn't know there was a story. Because, I mean, all I know is that it just you had it at a school chili cook-off and yours was all gone or something, but it still got...
Yes, it was tied because there was none of mine left.
Oh. Obviously, that's a good sign. Or you didn't make enough, one of the two.
How I take it. That's just your random, your average crock pot worth. Everybody else had the same.
You know, fill a roaster with it next time.
Yeah, man.
I don't know.
I was just telling these guys in pre-production, too, about your fried bologna meal. Recently, so we had a good laugh.
That might be. I mean, take this how you will. That's got to be like top five white trash meals. Fucking fried bologna. Yeah. I'm sorry.
He knew that.
I know he knows that. I can tell he knows that.
Like frills or some
shit.
That's
how. That's who you're talking to.
Is that who you saw the boner sucking seasoning? Or is that someone else?
No, that was Todd Stahl. But yeah, that's the funny thing is his name's Kyle. He is the whitest dude, one of the whitest dudes you know.
Who's this? Probably.
Also, your boy, I don't know if you've seen, before we let you go, your boy Pat McAfee popped out on the WWE pay-per-view last night in Indianapolis. So
I saw he just gave a promo. Did he wrestle at all?
No, he didn't. But still, I don't know how that guy does that because he was in Texas 12 hours prior.
You're going to love this. An airplane. That's how I did it.
Still, that's just a lot of, I mean, traveling and shit, that's a long fucking day, man. But I guess if you're making...
With a newborn. McDonald's.
Ooh, yeah. Fuck that. I don't think I left the house for like 3 months.
Yeah, I think so either. But I mean, we're different.
What were you explaining when I was on hold here? Something about bacon?
Oh, you heard that. Yeah, it's just this guy. I don't know if you know him on TikTok, Cooking with Daryl. He's always cooking on like flat tops and he's always using fucking this shit called Bacon Up. And I don't know, he's pretty prominent. He had a Brussels sprout recipe where he'll cook a bunch of bacon up take it out, and then you'll cut your Brussels sprouts in half, put them in the bacon grease, toss them in the oven at like 450 for 10 minutes, pull them out, toss in some red onion, do the same shit, and then you'll put goat cheese on top, and then the baked cut up bacon, and then some balsamic vinegar, and it's pretty fucking fire. Great, great side dish. I'm having that alongside some steaks today.
Hell yeah.
And he has absolutely no thoughts.
Okay. See ya. Dylan just disappeared on the video portion.
Yeah, so there he is. He's back. But Kyle, yeah, we want to do a little test run. We figured why not have, you know, one of our proud recurring guests. We'll have to do a full thing here soon. Hopefully it can follow the first ever chili clash between you and I. Let's see how things go.
What kind of meat you guys using?
This time, and I talked to Kyle, we had a little combo about it. Oh, wait. Cornbread. Yeah, yay or nay? Did you try it?
I didn't try it yet.
Dude, what are we doing here, man?
Didn't try it yet.
Wait. What do you mean?
No, not cornbread in general. But he sent me a TikTok. Somebody made cornbread, and then they mix in a fucking can of nacho cheese. And apparently it's like the shit.
Holy shit.
It's interesting. I don't see how it could be bad. Yeah, you just mix it in with
the food. I like both those things. That sounds great.
He was really good, but he didn't. But
you a brothy boy, Kyle? Or minimal broth when it comes to your ramen?
Brothy.
Brothy boy.
Okay,
brothy boy.
All right.
I'll
leave it in there.
Awesome. Yeah, I tried cube steak with my chili this time. I was talking to Kyle about it because this guy, Meat Dad, really talked it up, and so far I think it's pretty good, pretty solid. But today is the day really
I use.
Oh shit, secret sauce. I guess my guess it's sausage.
It's not just ground beef.
Yeah, he uses Italian sausage. I can tell.
Hot sausage.
What's that?
Don't act like you're doing some fucking sausage. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
It's not Italian. It's the spicy sausage.
Whatever, dude. Same shit, different flavor. I wonder if you could cut up like bratwurst or something. If that'd be good. If anybody would know.
Make sure you get it up to temp, okay, before you serve it to anybody. All right. No one likes a lukewarm bowl of chili. But I appreciate a couple minutes of your time. Thanks for letting us try out this new little feature we got. And I can't wait to see the finishing product later, man. The new and improved Kyle Brown chili. I want to see, because we're getting closer to the Kyle of the Year, you know, time. So keep that in mind.
What? Oh, Kyle of the Year.
Yeah, we're coming up on it. So it's close race.
What place did I get last year?
I think you got third.
Third? I thought I moved up to second at least by the end.
Well, yeah, you were floating, hovering around the second and third while you couldn't quite get over the hump, man. The numbers, we crunched the numbers, and, you know, that's just what it is. But
Kyle's like Monster Energy?
You have a chance to share first place with another Kyle.
Ooh, I didn't think about that. Could be. But, all right, Kyle, we'll let you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Appreciate your time, and we'll be in touch soon, man.
All right, fellas. Keep it up.
See you later.
See you.
See ya.
All right. So, boom. That's a great addition.
That worked pretty good. Then,
what did you figure out there on your end to get it all squared away?
No. Turns out, when you plug the cords in the right spot, you can actually hear.
Oh, God. It is. That easy, huh?
He's going to be muted one way or the other.
No, it's good. It worked out pretty damn good.
All right. Well, I guess we'll just get into the Monday lock before we get into the mill, because we've got a couple things to get in the mill and then pop out of here. So let's get in there. Dylan, last week, you banged it. You know what I'm saying? Second week in a row, even though 2 weeks ago we did have a 1-1 because there's two Monday nighters. So the Rams almost got you into you know, four in a row there. But it is, this could be the third week in a row here that you you hit one. So let's pull up the Monday night lock for this week. Mm-hmm. And this one, you said you told us in pre-production you found a gem.
Oh yeah,
And then hopefully people can jump on it, because it's kind of seems to be wide range of numbers across the books. But by no further ado,
100%. I'm going to have to get an intro for this. If we're going to be on a heater like this, it's going to be a segment of consequence, and those consequences are making money. So, without further ado, this Monday night D-Lo lock is going to be...
Whoa.
D-Lo, holy Monday shit. Monday Night Football lock, week 5, Packers at Raiders. Jaden Reed, over 33.5 receiving yards. That is currently at -114 on FanDuel, and that's going to be the best goddamn value on the market for all sports books. We already looked at the footage here, and it looks like it's going to be, like Bobby said, it's going to be across multiple sports books, a wide range of lines here. So going up as high as 38.5, ladies and gentlemen. It is still currently, and this Sunday morning, 33.5 receiving yards for Jaden Reed. He has averaged 50.8 yards per game this year, and has been over 33.5 all four games this year. The Raiders are miserable. They're in the dumps. Even when it comes to their pass defense, it's not too much better, as they are sitting in the middle of the pack against the pass on the defensive end. They have nothing that really scares me defensively for the Raiders. I do fear, the only fear I have, I guess, for this pick would be the performance of Jordan Love, as he's very inconsistent as a first-year full-time starter. But nevertheless, I do believe that this is going to be cashed by possibly halftime. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now that if you want to double your money, put your livelihood, your full week's paycheck on this prop.
Definitely don't do that.
And
definitely don't do that. Disclaimer.
You will not be disappointed. If you want to make 2 weeks worth of paychecks in 1 week, put your whole paycheck on this right here and you'll double your money. That's a D-Lo guarantee that Jaden Reed, please gamble responsibly, is going to go over 33.5 this week against the Raiders in Las Vegas. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the week 5 D-Lo Monday Night Football lock.
How do you think people feel about their teams moving cities like that? Like, you know what I mean? Like Cleveland. Rams and shit. Sure. Yeah, the Ravens. Yeah. Wonder how that... I don't know.
Oh, and what did I say, man? Feel. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I mean, I've been there a couple times.
Never been there.
Comes home.
Yeah.
It's pretty wild, man.
I feel very confident about this one. Probably the most confident I've felt. And I actually feel like I found a gem in that 33.5 mark, because, like Bobby said, it's 37.5 on DK. I think it even moved up to 38.5 in some other sports books. And it's just, come on now. 33.5 on FanDuel, that's a bargain buy at -114. It's easy money. Easy money.
Which app do you guys prefer?
I like DraftKings. I seem to have better luck on DraftKings, even though I don't really have any good luck at all. But FanDuel, I just get my dick kicked. DraftKings had a 37.5 on that prop, so I actually just deposited a little change on the FanDuel side just 4 yards, man. That can make all the diff.
Where do they get these numbers from? You know what I mean?
I wonder, man. I don't know if it's like computers, because they'll have, like, if you look when I wake up in the morning, 6-7 o'clock in the morning, they'll have Korean baseball, Japanese baseball going, and they're just crunching numbers, who's doing what, and
it's a goddamn AI.
Yeah, nuts. But we've reached the moment that this is your favorite moment of the show, Joe.
Here we go.
Dylan, let her rip. I like that.
God damn.
Matt is just in that
clip,
and Joe is not.
I was definitely there.
He wasn't here at the time, was he?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, I don't know.
It's only been years.
Part of that sale. He's been here for a grippy.
I just threw together some highlights for myself there. I need to make a new one, though.
Yeah, sure. Re-recorded.
Well, it is one of the deal with Dill, I guess. So that's fair.
Hey, I know it's been recorded, and I know you're not going to fall off that chair, but I just hope every time. Spinning in an office chair is crazy to me.
It is missing a bolt.
Oh, that one is? Oh.
I will say, though, there's plenty of room back there for the D-Lo 540 challenge, so we'll have to get that,
not happening.
That rolling here soon. Oh, wait, are you telling people right now that the D-Lo 540 challenge is dead?
I think I said that before week one. 540 challenge is dead. I'm alive.
You wanted to do all kinds of shit, 600 push-ups. You wanted to spin. You were loving it all.
600 push-ups?
Nah. Yeah, I'd rather do that. Try to do a 540. I would have to do it off a platform.
Do a flip! Yeah, off your roof. Get a GoPro. Do it for the pod.
For a 720.
What about the D-Lo hot coal challenge?
What's that?
The D-Lo bed of nails challenge.
You walk over a bed of hot coals, man. Hot coals. The office.
I want the bed of nails challenge.
I want the manager position. Shit.
So stupid.
But yeah, for this week's Around the Mill, just a brief touch up on this. We don't have to go in too deep on this one, but there's three things for certain in life, and that is death, taxes, and Netflix raising their subscription prices again. So Netflix is going to be raising their subscription prices. This is brand new news this week, so there's no details of what that is going to go up to.
I did not know this. This is going to piss me off, I think.
Like, what are they doing to make this a fucking reason why they need to raise their prices?
Even on Netflix? What do you guys watch on Netflix?
They take more out than put in.
They always I like a lot of their original content, to be honest. Like, they'll do the documentaries and shit, some of the crime docs, and then they dropped a lot of them untolds, like the sports shit.
Yeah, but is it like $25 a month worth of?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, but you know, in our position, us three, we got kids. So I mean, if your kids like a show on any of these fucking streaming platforms, dude, you're locked in. Because I would love to get rid of, because Disney just went up to $18 a month.
A necessity here.
Yeah, Netflix. You know, Peacock. I Peacock is for me because it's got the WWE Network, so I'm locked in on that. They're like $10 a month, so I'm sure that'll get raised.
That ain't shit though.
But Paramount, there's shit on Paramount. I mean, cutting the cord was great at first, but now, I mean, all these streaming platforms know now that
changed.
If you can license a specific show, you're gonna fucking rope all these people and you're gonna keep them, because you can't watch The Office on Netflix anymore. You got to have Peacock to watch The Office if you want to do that, or Paramount, anything like Nickelodeon, MTV, any of that shit, that's through Paramount. So they got all that shit on their stuff. So you got to go in there. Disney Plus with kids, you know, any of the Disney movies, Disney shows. If you like any of that Star Wars shit, you got to have Disney Plus. So it's tough. And then on top of that, I mean, I think Xbox wrote me in on the fucking YouTube Premium like a year ago, because I had a 3-month free trial, and that shit, I'm stuck. I've been paying for YouTube Premium ever since.
I'll be honest. I think I spend more time looking for shit to watch than actually watch on Netflix. Like, I'll be scrolling and looking at I'll be looking at the trailers. Like, there's little 1-minute clips that they have, 30-second clips before you actually select it. And it's like, it could be just enough to gain my interest. And it's like, I'm not feeling it.
Or then, the problem is they sell the next one just as high or just as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Let me check that one out. That might be better. Next thing you know, you're scrolling and scrolling and scrolling.
Yeah. My, past, especially on Netflix, I'll just add shit to my queue, and then all of a sudden I'm like, all right, I'm going to go on to YouTube now. So I didn't even actually watch anything, but I added fucking 13 shows and movies to my queue. That
I'm over TikTok.
Yeah, pretty much. So, but sorry, I interrupted you. What are they bumping this shit up to now? I think I'm out.
Didn't, in the article that I saw, it, yeah, the article I saw, they didn't have a price point just yet. It just noticed that they will be bumping the price up. So I mean, like, I don't know if it's like because it is the end of the fiscal year. So maybe I don't know if like they find out they're losing money. I don't know what's going on. They had that writer's strike. I don't know if that affects Netflix at all. But I mean, like, I feel like they're maybe gearing towards more of those Netflix originals, like you stated. And maybe they need more cash flow for those productions. I'm not sure what's going on, but it's been like every year
a fucking $1 billion or whatever the fuck into that. Oh shit.
That the Squid Games.
Yeah, the game show.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, Mr. Beast said he spent a shit ton on that. So I imagine Netflix probably, you know, spent double that.
I'm still curious if Mr. Beast made any kind of profit from that, either from the idea itself, or did Netflix possibly use Mr. Beast's warehouse for that? Like, they could have used what Mr. Beast used in his YouTube video as opposed to making a whole new production. He says he keeps that shit. He just buys new fucking facilities for his videos.
Yeah, but I think as soon as he finished recording that, it's probably all tore down.
You think?
Plus, it's Netflix. I mean, Netflix, they're not going to want to have to pay somebody on the side. They're just going to want to fucking do it all on their own. But yeah, I mean, that sucks, but I'm not shocked. I mean, that's just the fucking shit anymore. Everywhere. Everywhere. It's just going to fucking keep rolling up. And yeah, I mean, like I said, I've tried to get rid of
20 something one or dollars. Two
fucking things, and it's just like, no, you can't, because this show's on there, and Jax loves that, so fucking sucks.
You know, so hypothetically, if you run a Plex server, it's a program that has all your shit in it, you can also hypothetically use a BitTorrent, and then hypothetically go to some links I could send you. You can just download the shit and run your own little Netflix.
Yeah.
Not saying pirating, but
no one does that.
I'm not, you know what I mean? Because I have the top tier Netflix, you know what I mean, with 4K shit, and that's like 20 something, like 22, 23 bucks. I don't know. It started at 16, 17. I'm like, oh, okay, it's only a few more dollars than the other one. Now here we are with that. Disney Plus is 20 bucks. It starts ending up, it's just like the old cable shit. I mean, I know we're not the first ones to talk about it or realize that, but it's like, you know how you used to get the basic cable and then add on, oh, I need this package because it has ESPN or this one that's got, I don't know, Discovery or some shit. That's all they're doing to us. It's the same shit, you know, different pile.
I remember when I started out, I think I was paying $7 or $8 a month for Netflix.
Yeah.
And that's when you could, could stream and get shit sent to your house. And then probably like 4 or 5 years later, they're like, all right, you can either pay this amount to get like full HD or keep paying where you're at. Like, and it might have been like 540. I don't even know if it was fucking 720 yet. But so I was like, obviously, fuck yeah, I just paid. I just finally got a flat screen. So of course I'm going to want the high def.
You said 5, you mean 480?
Or I'm sorry.
I know we got 540 on the brain.
I'll tell you this. Do a 540.
I'll tell you this much. Not saying I know the guy personally, but I know of a guy. And, He would burn CDs, like movies, right? Back in the Blockbuster days and like Eagle Video, like they would have these sales where you get like 7 to 10 movies for like $20 or something for the week. And he would take them home and he would burn them. He had the CD burner, right? It would be like hours process per movie. And he would burn them onto a CD so he would have the like movie himself, like whatever HD quality or standard quality. They probably didn't have Blu-ray back then, but they had it. And then he would have like these books, like, you know, those CD books that have like 4 flaps per page. You can just like, fucking put them in there. Typically for like music probably, or any kind of CD, I guess. I don't know, whatever you used them for. But he would like write them on there, what movie they were and what year it was, edition stuff. And then he would have them categorically on a shelf from like, he had book A to like J, right? Of the alphabet. Probably could have finished the alphabet by now. Who knows? But there's like 30 pages, four movies per page. So you can imagine. I think he had like a paper.
I like this guy.
Told you like what movie or like what movie they are. And it was all like in alphabetical order. And it told you what book it was, what page it was, and what slot in that page it was.
So that guy probably like shit his pants when he heard about external hard drives.
Almost 3,000 movies in these books.
And now he's out of business.
I think he did it for himself. He wasn't selling or anything on the side, but. But hey,
is he one of your Kool-Aid customers?
3,000 movies on this.
My Kool-Aid customers,
hypothetically, in sure. Minecraft.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, a lot of people. That was the wave, dude.
It had been an addiction. A lot of people burned movies.
Shit. I used to work in the North End, and there'd be people outside the gas station selling them. You know what I mean? $5 or whatever. And then it would be the shittiest quality fucking be like camera copy.
With like fucking Dollar Street.
I would have rather watched that. It would have been more entertaining than dude using the.
There's still people supposedly still doing it, because I watched a video recently of this dude outside of store or some shit, and he pulls out this, he's like, "Hey man, I got all the Xbox and PlayStation codes." It's like, "Is this for real?" Like, "Yeah,
hell yeah!"
And it's a disc, and it's got the white cover on it, and it says Xbox and PlayStation codes, all of them.
And you know what I'm surprised is still working is Redbox. I see it all over the place still.
Yeah, man.
But like outside, not in a store. It's really weird to me that they're outside now.
It's all right. It's like a vending machine for movies and games.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
Are still there. Yeah.
Like a family video in a box.
I mean, there's a lot of people like I know that they still like they don't want to get a fucking smartphone. They still got the fucking, you know, green screen shits. They don't want to fucking join the 21st century. They're more than happy to.
What the fuck?
Stay back a level, which, you know, whatever.
That's so wild to me.
When Netflix used to send the DVDs to you via mail.
Yeah.
And, like, you couldn't just get it off your subscription. That keeps rising to bring it full circle.
Yeah, I used to, like, your guy, some guy I know, used to do the same thing with the mail-in movies. And hypothetically, or whatever.
Hustler magazines?
What?
Excuse me?
I don't know. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. He took a real hard right.
You made, were over there making copies of porno mags?
Photocopy.
Yes. On Xerox paper. Here you go, man. Oh, I got the March issue.
I got accidentally creased the page. Fuck.
Fucking, yeah, stapled Xerox sheets. Here you go.
Bootlegging that. That's awesome.
Sold that next to my Kool-Aid.
Wow, yeah.
TP edition of the fucking Hustler Meg.
Yeah.
What we got next, that sauce?
What we got next is something that you discovered that probably through the app itself, they might have featured it on there. But we have two new flavors for dip and sauces for McDonald's. Care to specify on these? We got sweet and spicy jam. Maybe more of a breakfast thing if the way it works there. Maybe get a little spicy jam on your biscuit. And then
I did try that one. What?
Or is it Mambo?
Oh, you tried the Mambo. Okay, because I tried the Mambo.
Yeah, yeah.
You tried the
so we got it with nuggets, and it tastes like Arby's Bronco Berry, but like toned down. Okay. It's like not as Bronco-y or berry-y. That makes any sense, which it shouldn't.
There it is.
Yeah, it's like... Yeah, it's pretty... I mean, it's cool. I don't know if I'd get it over sweet and sour, but
well, I like Dylan was saying that probably would be good on a fucking McMuffin or
that's like a biscuit. Right here.
He gets English inspired. Muffins.
His remember inspired.
I go there for the English muffin,
or yeah, get an English muffin or whatever. Mambo sauce has been around for a long time. I guess it's like a DC thing, like big time. Like you'll go. I watched a video on it like years ago.
What?
Where like any like the Chinese spots in like DC, like they'll sell chicken wings, and then you can get this Mambo sauce in there, which is kind of like a sweet and, you know, a little bit of a spicy sauce. And I bought a cup because there's a company I think I might have seen it on TikTok. I mean, that's really where I just get everything anymore as far as fucking what products are good or whatever. There's a company that sells it, and I bought a couple bottles off Amazon. And yeah, it's really fucking good. It's like a sweet, tangy sauce with like a little bit of a kick to it. And yeah, you can really put that shit in.
Is it brown like the label?
No, it's like the real shit is like probably the same color as that jam, maybe like that that color.
Yeah, because the color on that jam like is the, red, same, the same as
reddish
the
purple. And it's really fucking good. But this shit that McDonald's can, I just tried it last night on some nuggets. I didn't like it at all. I thought it tasted terrible. So I do want to try that sweet and spicy jam. I probably wouldn't try that on nuggets. I don't think I would like that. But
I think
the whole breakfast idea.
Jamie thing. Got it on a whim. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we got a new one. So yeah. She just, which was cool. We got to try it. But
so
I don't care for it, really.
I had to give him a shot because, really, overall, I mean, as far as the fast food joints go, McDonald's got the sauce game pretty much on lock. I like all their other shit.
I don't know, man. Chick-fil-A, I like their ranch and some of their other shit. I feel like they got some good sauces. For fast food, you know what I mean?
Chick-fil-A in there, but
I'm a spicy mustard guy.
You like the hot mustard at McDonald's? Yeah. I had a cup of that too last night. Because I got a 10-piece nugget, so you get the two sauces.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to get two of those Mambo's in case it sucks. So I got a Mambo and a hot mustard, and sure enough, the Mambo sucked. So smart move.
Throw it out the window. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You guys like throwing shit out the window?
Not particularly.
I like apples. I throw apples out the window.
I just spit my gum out. That's about it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Ever since I was a little kid, I throw shit out the window. Not litter. Like biodegradable things, like banana peels. So I can Mario Kart somebody.
On walls, so why wouldn't you throw shit out your window?
Yeah, fuck it, man. I'm somewhat of a wild ass animal, man. I didn't know I was like this.
All right. Yeah. Let's keep it rolling.
All right. We're going to remove this one, and we're going to add another bad boy here.
Ooh. Bad boy.
Yeah, this one's going to be a video clip. NASA inspired here.
The fuck does that mean?
Be about the possibilities on the moon. Now, some don't believe we've been to the moon, okay? But we were there in the 60s, believe it or not.
A lot of people buy tinfoil to make hats.
But this is a video here sharing what they plan to do by 2040.
This one's pretty cool. NASA is planning on building homes in a subdivision that is out of this world, and quite literally, too. It's not just for astronauts, but for average people like you and me. The space agency
Starfield
recently
for real?
Awarded a Texas-based construction technology company a $60 million contract to build moon homes for humans by 2040. Former NASA
get this Airbnb on the moon?
USC astronautical engineering professor and
$600 cleaning fee. What the fuck?
Garrett Reisman's been
on my bachelor party on the fucking moon.
He's joining us now. Professor Reisman, thanks for being here.
It's a pleasure, Marky. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so civilian subdivisions on the moon by 2040. Mars apparently not long after that. Looking into your crystal ball, do we actually see this happen?
You know, I think we will get there eventually, no question. As long as we find a way to get along, I think humanity is destined to move out into the solar system.
Wow, SpaceX.
The moon's a good place to start. And as you mentioned, Mars is really the goal. But the moon is a lot closer, and there's a lot we need to learn before we're ready, really, to head out directly to Mars.
Yeah, we'll see if 17 years is enough time to figure it out, all the moving pieces. I wanted to ask you about
that's
this.
That's gross to think about. NASA, 17 years is 2040.
This, NASA wants to launch a giant 3D printer to the moon and use
it sounds futuristic
concrete,
to me.
Made of rocks.
Like the year. Like I've seen it in a movie.
Wild-ass photos we're looking at.
Basically using everything that's already
flying
out there.
Cars.
3D printing. To build
would you go?
Habitats.
Well,
I don't know if my heart could take a fucking flight
going,
to space.
Mars,
have you seen those guys with
really
like the
find a way to live off the land.
All the G forces and
is,
shit?
Is that it's really hard to bring a lot of stuff with you. So, you know,
yeah, which you keep sucking when you nut.
The rocket can only carry so much. So if you wanted to build a house on the moon and you needed to take cinder blocks with you, that's really not going to work. But if we could find a way to live off the land and use the resources
like
that are available
dollars
to us,
is not nearly
then,
enough.
You can do
no,
it
man.
And,
not to make moon concrete.
$60
so
billion.
If we could 3D print by using lunar regolith material to turn
we're gonna 3D print these homes
to build our homes. That's a great way to go, and that's why NASA is interested in developing this technology.
Yeah, there's no Home Depot up there to just go buy your lumber.
There's
you
a Lowe's though.
The supplies you need. I was also reading how expensive it is. Just each additional kilogram of weight carried on a rocket to the moon costs about $1 million.
What?
So not
okay. There's gonna be tons
and the
tons
last
of shit.
I wanted to ask, you know, we probably have some people at home saying.
60 million
they're smoking rock in 17 years. They're smoking that moon rock. But what kind of life would you warn
moonstones
for if they were one of the first to try this out? Because I mean, I imagine people wouldn't just have cars to go to the grocery store or the nearby airport every time they wanted to go on a vacation or go home. What do you tell folks who might want to try this?
Yeah, if you're thinking about buying real estate on the moon, there are other considerations. And just like, how good is the local school district?
yeah, exactly.
It's a harsh environment. You know, there's no air. You're in a vacuum. There's a lot of radiation up there as well. And you're living in partial gravity.
Is this a real news video?
We're getting fucking trolled right now.
Well-being. And so it's not for the faint of heart. And you're right. There's no Home Depot. There's no, you know, restaurant to go out to. There's no pizza on the moon.
Yeah. No Trader Joe's.
So we'll get there, though.
Yeah. Well, you and I will check back in 17 years, see if we've hit the goal, hit the mark. Professor Garrett Reisman, thanks so much for your time, sir. Really cool.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
I'm telling
you. That's nuts, dude.
Yeah, I don't know, man. 17 years is not that much time, and with a project like that, $60 million, that's not even gonna be able to pay for everything to get flown out there.
What about inflation? That's gonna be the price of milk.
Yeah, who knows?
The fucking rate we're going.
I thought it was pretty.
The idea is fun to think about, but yeah. I don't know about that.
Moon concrete.
You're out there now. What do we do out here?
Look at the stars.
You just gotta eat all this fucking dry packed fucking space food.
I got my freeze dried ice cream sandwich.
Your fucking $100,000 a night Airbnb.
I'd be kind of cool.
All right, here are the general rules: don't go outside.
Don't get too close to the window. Don't hit this button, or everybody dies.
When
don't open the door.
Make sure you catch all of it when it's floating.
Not a single drop missed.
I would probably try to piss across the room. See if I could, you know.
I'm busting a schnit, you know what I mean?
I don't know, man. That's going to be floating around. About. You're going to get up to go to the bathroom.
Fucking rope it out.
Yeah, I'm going to open the bathroom door and let him watch the fucking...
Oh, God.
Someone in the face.
Yeah, you. It's going to hit you in the face. You're going to go take a little space nap, and it's going to land in your fucking mouth.
My own brand.
Right. To wrap things all up here on the mill, I got one more thing that's a late addition from our previous guest that we just had on. So take a look at the work of art here.
Okay.
That's what we're working with. See if I can make this better.
A lot of peppers solid in there.
I can dig it.
I can add you, Joe.
Nice consistency. That's chili. That's a good chili consistency right there.
I need more stirring.
He said, I knew it. I knew once he tied for first, he was going to change some shit up. So what that is, who knows? Maybe it was a sausage part. I don't know.
But
not bad. He don't want any smoke with the boy, though. So... That's all I know.
Got that spicy sausage in there.
Telling you, you can cheat. Use MSG.
Is it I guess it's not a cardinal sin or any kind of sign of disrespect when you add anything to people's chili? Or is it like you should try it as is first before you do your add-ons like sour cream and cheese?
I feel like I do that anyways with anything.
I feel like at a cook-off, I don't know how that would work. Because when I went to that soup cook-off, people were like, they'd ladle their shit in, and then they'd add their fucking, I don't know, pieces of bread or whatever. Gone, like, you know, the one blueberry had granola and shit in there. So, but when I like when football goes, I'm gonna get my bowl and I'll grate some cheese and throw a little sour cream in there, man, for sure.
What kind of cheese? You going sharp cheddar?
Yep, off the block.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only way to. The pre-shredded shit's cool for some stuff, but not for that. Doesn't melt the same.
Yeah, like tacos and shit. Yeah, it's kind of nuts how different like fresh grated cheese is over the bag stuff. Kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Sometimes it's worth the
freaks
effort.
Me out.
I'm scared. Cheese scares me.
But just to do it, and it's not even a full on review because I didn't get to do a full run through it yet. But the boy, That boy dropped his new shit, Drizzy Drake, for all the dogs. He dropped that Friday morning. It was like a 6 a.m. release. But that's the only thing I don't like. It's got 23 tracks on there, and I'm really over albums having fucking more than like 12 tracks is like the perfect amount.
I always thought 15 was like, okay, enough. Cause yeah, I'll
like
do
12. Like, I'll give you that. Like 12, 15 is cool. But once you start creeping in like the 20s and shit, it's like, what are we doing?
So putting two out at once.
He was at. And, it's, I don't hate it, but it kind of,
I haven't listened to it
yet. He's, trying to hit like the new school kind of shit. Like, he's got a lot of these new school artists on here, but he does have a track on here, First Person Shooter with J. Cole. That is obviously the standout track on the whole thing, because I mean, we've seen what J. Cole did on that Lil Yachty track last week, so you can definitely expect to hear the same on that.
This kind of goes really into this. I heard about the Lil Yachty verse on one of the songs, Drake songs, and then people are just like dog on it. It's fucking ass, I guess.
Yeah, I'm not a huge Lil Yachty guy, but he's got a lot of new school artists, so it's got that kind of sound. Whereas everyone, when you think of Drake, he's got a specific sound that you know you're kind of hoping for. But somebody made a good quote. I mean, it's just like any artist really anymore. Like you'll miss the old version of them, but it's new era, new kind of shit, and you're not gonna necessarily get that kind of stuff, even though. Somebody came out and said like his latest album was going to be that old Drake feeling. It's definitely not. But first half was kind of like in between for me, but the second half kind of picked up. I still got a couple more tracks in there because it's like 23 fucking tracks. Fuck's got time to listen to 20 fucking tracks. But
anything else besides the J. Cole one pop for you?
Yeah, mostly all the shit like on the second half stuff, but. It was a little more of his like R&B, like with shit where he'll do like the R&B-ish like rap kind of thing, however you want to explain that.
Like the slower shit.
And he's got that fucking sexy red chick on there who I think I don't get what everyone's all up in arms about her. She's the one that, I mean, you heard all over fucking TikTok where I was like, my pussy pink and my booty hole brown. Like that's that girl.
I can't believe that was real.
You know, she's like, and people are acting like she's the fucking next one up. I'm like, okay,
I thought that was whatever. Just like a fucking meme, you know, like that was just fake.
Wrong. So yeah, I'm gonna listen to it a few more times. And I think it'll be one of those ones that'll kind of grow on me, some of it, but a lot of it, you know, some of that newer shit stuff, it's gonna take a little more for me to kind of fall in line with that. But obviously I'm 34. He's fucking 36 or 37, so I don't know why he's trying to like appease 20-year-olds, but whatever.
You want to know why?
You know, that's probably when he gets all the streams. Yeah, because he needs it. But I do wish that he would, you know, like the song with J. Cole, like that's the standout track for everybody, like I said. And those guys are, you know, the same age. Like if he was, and the whole thing now is Joe Budden kind of said same thing as like I wish he would rap with people his own age, which started a whole fucking thing now because Drake absolutely eviscerated him in on Instagram.
I can't stand Joe Budden, dude. I can't.
Yeah, you should go look it up because Drake absolutely fucking, actually Dylan, I'm gonna see if I can pull this up super quick, but Joe Budden, he has that yeah. podcast, and just kind of, he didn't really totally like bash him, but he just, you know, said some shit about how he wishes he would rap with people's own age and shit. So let me see here. Yeah, I'm gonna see,
you know,
the ability to share the screen.
No, I'm just gonna send you and then we'll just send it to you in the thing real quick.
You know what I don't get is, like, maybe I don't fully understand Joe Budden, but last I knew he only had the one song that was popular, and then he kind of like fucked up the Slaughterhouse shit. In my opinion.
Yeah, he was kind of like
who the fuck is he?
A little bit of like a cult following. I mean, you know, Pump It Up was his like standout track. So a lot of people call him like a one-hit wonder, but he kind of had like a little bit of a cult following. But yeah, scroll down a little bit, Dylan. It's got the comment like in the shit there. Right here. That underneath that.
Another weed nugget?
Yeah. So it says, yeah, he added him. He says, Joe Budden, you have failed at music. you left it behind to do what you are doing in this clip, because this is actually what pays the bill. He commented on one of the Joe Budden podcast clips. So he just said, for any artist watching this, just remember you are watching a failure give their opinion on his idea of a recipe for success, a quitter give their opinion on how to achieve longevity. You switch careers because the thing that popped into your brain had you broke, living check to check, and the raps you write had 450 men showing up to your shows in dusty Aniche jeans to screw up their face to Mood Music 29 and pretend you are the GOAT. And then he continues on, just says, please, any artist that's doing what they feel is right, don't let these opinions affect your mindset after the fact. This guy is a poster child of frustration and surrendering. You retired and we never hung up your jersey. We don't even remember your number. We know you for doing this podcasting. You withdrew from rap not because you accomplished all you need to. It's because it wasn't working for you. I never want anyone in the generation to think that the whole everyone's entitled to their opinions is a real thing. This is a man projecting his own self-hate. In effect, I did and continue to do everything he wanted to do for himself. If you need to put it in simpler terms, I own a 767. He owns a modest house in the 973 and flies first class on special occasions.
God,
like, just absolutely tore this dude apart. And the clip really wasn't that bad.
But yeah, but he dunked on him, bro.
Him and Drake have always kind of had this weird thing. Because, I mean, Joe Budden's going to kind of tell how it is. And some of that stuff he said, I agree with. But, yeah, Drake was – he must have been sipping something because he went fucking bonkers.
I mean – but, I kind of, yeah, before even hearing
Joe
that,
just,
I get it.
He read all that, and then Joe Budden all said is, you'll grow up sooner or later. Father Time is undefeated. That was his response back.
So. He got hurt. That's what that sounds like. That's the best you had to come back.
He was just like, because Drake rapped about like Kai Cenat and shit like that, and he just basically said that Drake's rapping for kids and, you know, not people's own age, which is.
Who's Joe Budden rapping for? 450 men?
So, yeah, in dusty and Nietzsche jeans.
Dude, that's like so perfect of the time, though.
So funny, man. So that's tough. Yeah. So we'll see. I don't really listen to the Joe Budden podcast too much anymore.
Yeah.
It's kind of switched around in the last few years, but I'll definitely be tuning in on Wednesday's episode to see what kind of response he's going to have now that he'll have fucking 4 days.
I don't get why it was so popular. Like, I really don't.
It used to be good. But him and like the two other guys, I got into a big fucking thing about pay.
He kicked them off or whatever.
Off to their own thing. And now he's got like fucking four or five other host on there, so it's too much for me. But anyways,
Drake's net worth is $250 million. I just looked it up.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be a billionaire when it's all said and done. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And like I said, he's our age, which is fucking nuts. You know, mid 30s, living it up,
mid 2000s.
Yeah, shout out to D-Lo. But all right, man. Good luck with the big chili cook off. I know you're gonna bring it home for us. Be interesting.
I can't wait. I'm not gonna say shit either.
We did. We forgot to pull up your.
Don't worry about it. It wasn't a good one.
We got it.
We can let them know. While we're waiting, I guess you can let them. Well, if not, I mean, wherever we're at. But what'd you cook up over the weekend, Joe?
Oh, some chicken chunks or boneless wings, depending. And I did some experimenting. I usually use the panko shit with like the Parmesan one. That's my favorite one. It gets nice and crispy. But I did an experiment. I used I crushed up some Cheetos, the crunchy ones, not the puffs, and I breaded some chunks with that, and it was pretty damn good. It came out a little dark because it fries up quick, and I think my oil was getting dirty by the time I got to them, you know? I fried up the regular boys first. But I think what's really helping is the egg wash formula I've been using. Depending on how much you use, you know, you use an egg, some milk, but I throw in some Red Hot and some pepper and a little bit of paprika and some garlic salt. And so I put in the egg wash and it is banging.
What do you call these?
Would you say it's neato?
It's pretty neato, man. I'd say it's all pretty right. Neato.
Bang.
That's, I have like a real name for them. We just call them, you know, Big Daddy's Chunks. Neato boneless? Big Daddy's Chunks.
Big Daddy's Chunks? Neato Chunks?
I'm big and I'm a daddy, so I'm Big Daddy.
Fuck yeah. What's up? Yeah, dude. Like a gander for our YouTubers.
Oh, my food porn video.
Yeah, baby. They look great. The minced garlic.
Yes. Focus. That was annoying me. I ain't cut it. I run around like you were doing earlier.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, I made that buffalo sauce, too. Royalty-free music, baby.
Oh, shit. Here we go. I thought we were about to get a deal for a second.
Oh man!
Oh
go.
God!
Yes, sir, skis.
Yep, there it is—the flip.
Oh, baby!
I made that sauce that's too. Fun.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, with the butter.
Yeah, it's just—it's super simple. It's the garlic, some red hot, and some butter. Nothing too crazy. Put it in a little pan ski, melt it up. I don't know how you guys like when you guys do you guys do that shit, make your own stuff like that? But like, how do you sauce yours? I always like put mine in a mixing bowl and dump the shit on top.
Yeah, basically, I'll do the same thing: butter, red hot, and then I like to toss some like lemon pepper and some other shit in there. But
yeah,
and then just fucking pour it over top and just fucking spin that shit.
I'm a wooden spoon guy, so I'll throw it in there with a wood spoon, whirl it around.
Oh, and before I forget, as of last night, your boy's back on the Sam's Club train because, I don't know, Dylan, did you stay at a Sam's Club by you?
I think we have a Sam's Club, yeah.
Because right now, I think for the next couple of days, maybe the next week, I can't remember what the date was, $15 membership. So,
bitches
are usually $50. So that's what brought me back in the game. So I scoop one up and... not that I really even need it, but $15.
It's for the year, right?
Membership. Yeah. Whole year.
It's not bad at all.
I think it's like a 40-minute drive, though, one way.
Because Costco is, what, $50, too, right?
$55, yeah, they're both like, so I was like, fuck it.
Shout out to my brother. He gave me the free one.
Double bubble. But that will cap off a strong episode of TSP. That's 153. Keep a heads up on that D-Lo lock. Hopefully, by the time this drops, we'll have won some money with that TSP parlay. That's going to start playing out here in the next few hours. So that's going to be an all-day sweat, I just noticed, too, D-Lo. I didn't forget the 49ers are at 8 o'clock game. But fingers crossed, and we'll see what's going on. And Joe, definitely good luck. I very much am looking forward to seeing how the chili cook-off plays out.
I'm going to do it. If they're selling it, I'm going to get it. I'm not going to go like super out of my way to get it, but I'll try.
Okay. And as of right now, I mean, they got a family size, so maybe two of those.
Oh, yeah.
That'll probably fill the crock pot.
That's so funny.
It's just a small crock pot, too. It's not the, I don't want to be the big one, so.
Need to get reactions. Okay, man.
God,
what
I
do you think
you
about my chili?
Dude. I really hope you win. It's going to be awesome, dude. I can't wait to hear about it. So,
I'll be like a scumbag, bro. Tune in
for 154 next week to find out if Joe brought back the ship. And we'll see what happens. And then we'll also, as of right now, my guy Chad Stahl is going to come on to talk about some bitty wrestling and a tournament that he's thrown and all that good stuff. We always love to help our friends and listeners plug anything they got going on. We'll have a couple guests coming here in the next like month or so. So keep your eyes and ear open on that. Dylan will definitely be bending them when it's time.
Sir.
But with that said, D-Lo, you know what time it is, baby.
It's that time. It is that time. We are wrapping up here on 153 of TSP. Another banger for you. And wherever you may be and wherever you are listening, be sure to smash that subscribe button. We are trying to grow this thing to the moon before 2040 and they build those houses on it. We'd like to get a nice TSP resort possibly up there and maybe record an episode on the moon in the future. Who knows? But sky's the limit. No pun intended. So... with that all being said, thank you again to Kyle Brown for hopping on with us, talking some chili and talking some, exercising our phone call capabilities. It was kind of cool to see that actually working. And lo and behold, when you plug in the cord in the right spot of your mixer, it tends to work. So That's all good stuff, bro.
Who'd have thought?
Who would have thought, indeed? I'm just glad we got it working for future episodes and future calls. Like I said, follow us on social medias at X, Instagram, and I believe that might be it that we're on right now mainly. So that's TSP underscore 2019, the birth year of TSP. And from myself, Bobby, and Joe, you all have a wonderful week, friends.